Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Americans are remembering those lost in the 9/11 terror attacks in New York City, at the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania today, where President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden will both pay respects, but not at the same time. At the September 11th Memorial Plaza at the World Trade Center in New York City, a bell was rung at the time Flight 175 hit the Southern Tower, and a moment of silence was observed. Victims' relatives are reading the names of their loved ones who died in the attack. Deadly wildfires in northwest Oregon are growing, forcing 500,000 residents to flee their homes, while people in the southern part of the state start to assess their losses. Nearly three dozen fires are burning. Meanwhile, in California, at least 10 people are dead in the North Complex fire near San Francisco, and more than a dozen are missing. Thousands of buildings have been destroyed, and dozens of major fires are burning around the state. President Trump says he won't extend the deadline of early next week for Chinese-owned app TikTok to sell its U.S. assets to an American company. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, Trump says if no deal is struck, the popular video-sharing app will be banned.
China recently passed new limits on how Chinese artificial technology can be sold. To possible TikTok buyers like Microsoft and Walmart, who are working together, those rules have complicated talks. Before taking off to a campaign trip to Michigan, Trump denied reports that the White House will extend its deadline for TikTok to find a buyer.
So we'll either close up TikTok in this country for security reasons, or it'll be sold. I'm not extending deadlines, no. It's September 15th. There'll be no extension of the TikTok deadline.
Trump says TikTok is a national security threat, but the Beijing-based company says all data on Americans is stored and protected in the U.S. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
On Wall Street, stocks are trading in mixed territory as the Labor Department reported a jump in consumer prices last month. NPR Scott Horsley has more.
Consumer prices jumped by 0.4% in August. Prices have been rebounding after a steep drop early in the pandemic. A jump in used car prices led the August increase. Overall, inflation remains fairly mild, with prices up just 1.3% from a year ago. Grocery prices, however, are 4.6% higher than last year. Food prices are coming back to earth after soaring earlier this spring. Smithfield Foods says it will challenge a $13,000 OSHA fine stemming from a coronavirus outbreak at its pork processing plant in South Dakota. Nearly 1,300 workers there were infected with the virus. Four people died. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And the Dow is up 61 points. The NASDAQ is down 15. The S&P 500 is up 3. You're listening to NPR News. France, Germany, and the Netherlands are offering to take in some 400 children left homeless by a catastrophic fire at a Greek refugee camp that was Europe's largest. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens that the fires left more than 12,000 asylum seekers without shelter on the Greek island of Lesbos.
Thousands of migrants, many with babies and young children, are sleeping along roads and outside a grocery store parking lot. Afghan refugee Omid Alizada says he and his wife and four-year-old son do not want to return to another squalid migrant camp in Greece.
I really want to move from here with my family, but no one knows who will come and select people.
A few EU member states have said they will open their doors to these migrants. Germany's most populous state has agreed to take in up to 1,000 migrants from the burned-out camp. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
China says it has imposed restrictions on staff at the U.S. Embassy and its consulates in mainland China in Hong Kong in a tit-for-tat response to U.S. measures announced earlier this month. China's foreign ministry didn't specify what measures it's taking, but last week, Washington said it would require senior Chinese diplomats to get State Department approval before visiting university campuses or holding cultural events with more than 50 people outside mission grounds. Again, on Wall Street, it's now all turned to positive numbers. The Dow is up 99 points at 27,634. The Nasdaq is ahead by 13 points at 10,932. The S&P 500 is up 9 points at 3,348. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.